This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Audio courtesy Guardians TV. I feel worse about this than I have in other years.
He's got to get back in the weight room, Kenny.
Is that what he just said?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
I didn't hear him say the weight room thing.
Pumping the iron.
Come on, Tommy, scram. Don't give her the weight room thing.
Just a bunch of kids out there kind of learning the sport.
So season's over, right?
Yeah,
it feels like. We cling. 17 games left. How many games back are they? I didn't see the end of the Rays game.
There's still four out of the wild.
There's still four?
Only four? That's what sucks.
Is everybody else is losing right now.
Well.
Royals are losing. Mariners are losing. Tigers are losing.
Well, now I don't want to say it's over yet. Do I? Or am I just denying the end of, I don't know, Cade Smith.
I'm not saying it, but yeah, it's denying the inevitable.
But does he have a parlay that we can find somewhere?
It seems like you don't have a closer, and now
you don't have a setup, man.
Yeah, and now even the rotation is not as fine-tuned as you thought going. You don't have an ace.
There's nobody in the middle.
Yeah, this team has nothing. Just like
Austin
that.
Hedges hit a home run last night.
You do have that. Could be a power surge. Remember, we thought Nolan Jones mini power surge.
Get. Little power surge, a little bit.
No, it feels like it's over.
What do you think, Owen? Come on, man.
Yeah, let's delay the inevitable.
Why not? 17 games left. Crazier things have happened.
Got one more weekend at the ballpark. I'm going to go.
See, Owen's in. Oh, God, you sound like you're going through the motions.
Yeah, I'm in to go.
All right, fine.
Drink beers amongst other people.
Fine.
Better morning.
Fine. That's it. If Owen's out, I'm out. It's
not
that
out.
Simple.
I'll still be there.
You're going, but you're out on the season.
I'll still be there.
Oh, that's going through the motions.
Oh, come on, man.
That's a bad marriage. That's I'm just still going to be there. It's bad. I'll be there for the kids.
I'll be the show's bad marriage expert.
Yeah, I mean, even when
I don't know. Those marriages you had in the Pacific Rim, I think those were good marriages.
Fun, yeah. Good week-long marriages.
Those were successful marriages.
Even when they played their best baseball of the year, it just didn't seem like they were special. It didn't seem like at any point they had special in them, right? No. So we were like, all right, maybe they... There was a time where I'm like, oh, yeah, they're going to make the playoffs now. Like, we were all sitting here going, yeah, they're probably going to make the playoffs now. And then it went south again.
Well... You know, the problem
and then
is,
you're like, what could you even count on?
I think my biggest issue is that I just have way more questions than I've ever had when they haven't made the postseason. And I think I put those questions to you a couple of weeks ago, and those questions still haven't been answered. I assume that Emmanuel Clase may be done forever, and maybe the same thing with Luis Ortiz. And Luis Ortiz had a couple of good outings, I know, and had some times where I think he flirted with with being a really good pitcher for you. And he was still a young guy, 25 years old. Now that's gone out the window, so there's no point of bringing him up anymore, it seems. Emmanuel Clase, again, there's no point of bringing him up anymore, it seems. The guy that a lot of people thought was the heir apparent in Cade Smith, he's completely fallen off the rail. So I don't have a closer right now. What do you think of your bullpen? Okay, that gives me my answer right there. The pause about the bullpen. So we're just thinking about it. There's no what rhyme or reason.
I mean, just think about it. Last year, if you compare this team to last year across the board, what does it do better than last year?
Nothing.
They're definitely worse on defense.
Yes.
There was nothing they could do to have the bullpen that they had last year. The bullpen was unstoppable and perfect. And then when you lost Class A, then
rotation's not as good. Yeah.
Just the biggest difference between this year and last year is consistency. They have flashes this year. They at least had some sort of consistency. You could depend on them to play a certain style of game last year. There wasn't too many blowouts.
No.
There wasn't a giving up 11 runs or giving up four in the eighth or whatever it was.
There wasn't like going 25 innings or whatever it was without scoring a run or whatever ungodly amount it was at one point. Like there wasn't that. So the only thing consistent has been the inconsistency of not being able to hit, not being able to get to string along good outings. Again, you had a good month of Slade Ciccone followed up by a bad month of Slade Ciccone. Like there was nothing. And so that's what makes me like really concerned here. Is your bullpens come and they go. So maybe next year your bullpen will be better. I can't necessarily predict bullpen. Starting rotation, I'm very concerned about. I'm very concerned about the starting rotation. We've become accustomed to a certain lifestyle here as Guardians fans, which sounds like now I'm asking for alimony. We've become accustomed to having a good young pitcher who looks like he's going to be a Cy Young winner at some point or somebody that we can get excited for at some point. We become accustomed to it. Well, again, if you're not going to develop the hitting, then you better develop something. And they've always been able to develop it. So I wouldn't call Guardians fans spoiled. Like other organizations, other fan bases, they do have boppers. We don't have boppers, and it's gotten to the point where I don't expect it. But I do expect top-end pitching for this baseball team for them to be a competitive club. And if I don't have top-end pitching, then I have to look at everybody else and go, what are you doing here? You know, you and I actually got yelled at by a Guardians insider because you and I gave him a pass for Junior Caminero last week. Remember, I was like, I don't want to make a big deal about Junior Caminero. Can you really predict these things? Can you really see these things that he's going to go out and hit near 40 home runs? And I'm not going to say who, but I basically got shouted down by a Guardians insider. Like I was like, whoa, easy, calm down. I see your point where he was like, I'm sorry, Ken, is that not their jobs? I mean, they traded him for another guy that never pitched for him. So it wasn't like they traded him. And they made a good point. I got no problem admitting that I'm wrong. Because when it came to Caminero, and I know I'm going off the beaten track here, but I've been waiting to tell you this. I wish I could tell you guys exactly who, because I think you guys would go, whoa, I know. But the guy looks at me and goes, that's their jobs. Their jobs are to do that. They didn't trade him for a guy for a stretch run, for a postseason run.
Yeah, they
traded him for another minor leaguer. The minor leaguer didn't make it, Ken.
Yeah, baseball.
And then he goes out and he hits 40 home runs. They have how many people in player development? Because this was the argument. And I was dumbfounded. I said, you know what?
Look,
you're right.
Look what they traded him for. I mean,
they traded him for a pitcher that never pitched for him.
Yeah. It's just, I kind of laugh at that analysis because Major League Baseball, above all the sports, has the most egregious misses you could ever have because there's no way. There's such a fluky element to such a high percentage of whether guys turn into something. And the reality is the Guardians have been one of the higher, I think you'd have to say, like, and this is why they've been the model for all of the poor teams, right? I heard down in Miami they were talking about the Marlins. The Marlins were like, man, if we could only be the Rays or the Guardians in our player in a lot of our trades, right? Because the Guardians have just smashed so many trades out of the park that I'm okay giving, especially one where not one person in the city questioned losing Junior Caminero at the time. There was not one person. So your buddy can say, yes, they missed it. It's an all-time egregious miss. And I'd say, yeah, I would imagine every GM in baseball has like five of those, you know, per 10 years, that if they even are fortunate enough to have a job for 10 years.
But when you don't cultivate power And when you can't afford those misses, it makes it that much more glaring. I mean, if you put Junior Caminero in this order, how much more of a help would it be? I don't know if they'd be a playoff team. For the love of God, they are four games back of the wild card. So there's a lot of room they got to make up, and the Rays had, what, the same record as we did at one point last week. So, I mean, I could see it one way or the other, but at least I would, like, I would feel a lot better if I went, okay, I got home runs sitting for my, my team with that guy. It would just be a conversation of whether or not you got to pay
the guy. I agree. I wish the Guardians were 100% accurate and soothsayers.
Yeah, but they're...
It's impossible to be that in this sport.
Their margin for error is that much smaller.
They have no margin. No, that's reality. Like,
okay,
if you would have told me before the season, even if we would have spent $20 million more in payroll, if you would have told me our closer gets taken away and a starter gets taken away on a gambling, an unfortunate gambling investigation, I'd say,
it's not unfortunate. Just don't be gambling.
I'd say, sure. I don't know if he was. I don't know what even... I still don't know. We're just speculating at this point.
I mean, it's arguable that he's never going to be around again, so...
If you would have told me that before the season and we spent $20 million on a couple of players in the lineup, I'd say, oh, that's probably a team that's not going to win the World Series. Like, you can't afford to have that. They got no margin for error to begin with.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but, you know, they got to be held... Like, I could always turn right around and go, hey, man, you lose two second-round picks. That really sucks to be you, but at the end of the day, your feet are going to be held to the fire if you're the Cleveland Browns. So I have to look at a team that I hold to a much higher standard as far as, you know, when we make these comparisons, people roll their eyes. I go, no, I expect more from the Guardians. I expect better from the Guardians. I can trust the Guardians to be a responsible organization. And
but I'll say the same thing going into next year. Like, tell me who my closer is, and if they get investigated because of a gambling situation, I'd be like, oh, that sucks. They're probably not going to win the World Series.
But
then.
Again, the point is
I'd probably say that for most teams in Major League Baseball.
When you pour that much into player development and you miss on a guy, it's that much glaring of a problem. So I have to put it as a knock on the Guardians where, yeah, I guess it is their job. I guess I was wrong that it is their job to figure that out with that guy. And so that leads me to more questions. I think I have some power there with Kyle Manzardo, but again, I don't want to overhype and then all of a sudden it's just another Nolan Jones situation. Stephen Kwan, how many people want to pay Stephen Kwan right now in the room?
What do you mean? You mean don't want him on the Guardians anymore?
We would pay him a reasonable salary.
Not what you still were talking about 2 months ago.
Well, yeah, but that's now more realistic. So if he wants to accept $20 million a year.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to pay him.
Please, hand him the pen. That's fine.
All we need all our good guys to do is have bad stretches so we can afford them.
I mean, simply that, is it not? That's a reason to come and watch the team.
I can't believe I'm saying it to you.
Welcome to being a Guardians fan. I thought you did it longer than I did.
Who else can we have play poorly enough so that we can actually afford to keep him?
He started earlier than you. I don't know if he's done it longer than you. That's the difference.
What? Did what?
Being a Guardians fan or a Cleveland baseball fan.
Oh, and the biggest Guardians fan in the room. Let's move on to the next topic. Who's the best Cavs fan in the room?
That's not what
Survey
we're doing.
Survey says.
That's not how it started.
Any college hoops fans left? So I used to be a big college hoops fan. UFC time. Who's in the octagon? Who's the best ultimate fighting fan there is?
You win, Owen.
Congrats, Owen. You win.
It's just that's amazing. Not what I said at all.
You get to spend more of your time at the ballpark.
Now you're acting like Ken and not listening to half the sentence, and then you're going, let me do my stupid thing.
I don't know why I'm catching anything over here. The argument's between you guys.
You're always going to catch something.
Is the football guy in the room the biggest Browns fan today?
No.
Oh.
Biggest Browns fan today?
Yeah.
As far as...
I don't know. I thought we were taking stock of who the biggest fan was.
Most childish self-defense I've heard all day.
Who's next? Buckeyes? I get to be the biggest Buckeye fan, right?
Well, I think we always assumed you're the biggest Buckeye fan.
Told you.
Do the childish thing.
Anybody else at the station? Who's in the running?
Well, listen how defensive you are.
Let's power rank the biggest fans of every team.
Anthony Antonetti over here. He just has an answer for everything. I mean, you should be part of the golf shirt army or whatever they're called.
Mafia.
The golf shirt mafia.
You'd know that if you're a bigger fan.
Well, that's true.
Come on, Kenny.
Yeah. Call the Dairy Brothers. I mean, I think maybe one of them might want to go toe-to-toe with you. Because it seems like you got an excuse right after another for everything that's going wrong here.
No, I just think it's pretty obvious that when you get your closer taken away and you get one of your starters who actually –
I mean, you had a lot of promise.
I just don't know how you call that anything other than bad luck. I just don't know.
So the whole season chalked up to bad luck?
No, I'm just saying that was another factor. That was another factor that doomed them. They already had.
So anything that bad happens to the Browns, it's luck.
They already had, as we know, they started the season. What did we do? What did we do the first month of the year? We said, the Lane Thomas situation, the Fry situation, like that was working against them. This team has no margin for error. We know that. They're never going to be able to withstand any kind of adversity when it comes to injuries or gambling investigations. That's probably not going to help their situation.
Yeah. Said Tillman, it's not like he's not good. It's just it's bad luck.
Like, what do you think? How many
David
games?
Bell, it's not that he's made of glass. It's just it's bad luck.
Like, you've made a case that the Browns, with if Flacco and everything goes well and the offensive line holds up.
Which would take a lot of luck.
Right. But if everything goes their way, how many wins?
If everything goes their way?
Yeah, great defense.
8.
And what if Flacco's investigated in a gambling sting?
I tell you what, I'd be pretty surprised.
That might be a win-win.
I'd be pretty surprised.
Is that good luck or bad luck?
So, Emmanuel Clase
should
is
should the Browns have accounted for that?
Emmanuel Clase
I want to hear this. Yeah, Ken, take some time.
I don't need to take any time.
I think you realize how dumb what you said was earlier, and you need to take some time.
First off,
why don't you tell me when we come back from the break
whether that's good luck or bad luck. Okay,
I think you need more time.
No. No, this is where it goes way over break, and then Owen gets mad.
And I think you're going to say it's stupid again.
What's stupid here? Why are you calling me stupid?
It's a stupid thing.
Because you're going to railroad everybody, and you don't want to pay attention to everything. So let me get you straight on this.
The rest of the segment is yours.
The guy that most of the audience wanted to replace with Cade Smith before the gambling investigation, that's what the entire season hinged on. And I'm the stupid one on the radio here. I'm the dumb one on the radio right now. I'm the dumb one out of that.
You've given yourself enough rope.
It's all on Emmanuel Clase because he got in trouble for gambling, allegedly. So that's why the Guardians get a free pass on the season, according to Anthony. That's the argument you just made over the last 5 minutes, yelling over Owen and yelling over me.
That was not my argument.
Okay. Is that what you heard over there?
Are you stupid? Your ears don't work.
Is that what you heard over there?
So we've got to get something here, right, Ken?
I mean, you can call. Hey, if you want to sit there and name call all day long, that's perfectly fine. It doesn't make you right. But that's perfectly fine. You can do lowest common denominator stuff. That's okay.
I still am waiting for how the Guardians were supposed to account for having
their closer rip
from them, and you acted like it was their fault. And you're like, well, just don't gamble. Okay.
That's how we win arguments.
That should be their motto next year. Just don't gamble.
That's how, if I believe Lima's wrong now, I'm just going to call him stupid, you big stupid head.
Calvin Ridley, just don't gamble.
You're stupid.
Just don't be caught up in a gambling investigation.
Yeah, it's not that hard to not break the law or break the rules of what your team is.
I don't know what he did. I'm still waiting for somebody to tell me.
I've got thousands of other guys that are not being investigated for gambling.
I've got one pitch that people showed me video of.
Thousands of baseball players not being invested for gambling.
I've got one video.
There's so many.
Ken said he gambled. I don't know. Did he gamble?
I argued if he gambled, it seems to look like,
now it's an if.
So they don't just suspend you for no reason.
Before you jump to the conclusion,
Put you on an exempt list for no reason.
That's the new slogan of the Guardians. What if he didn't gamble?
All right, hey, how about this? If he pitches for the Guardians next year, I owe you a Coke.
That was funny. Oh, just one?
2 second trivia.
Now we're gambling on whether he gambled or not.
7:45.
Great.
See, this show has a problem.
Ken Carmen, Tone Master General on the Fan.
Was an entertaining game last night.
It was one of the best.
You can't deny that. It was the best of times, the worst of times.
It was one of the most entertaining losses I've ever seen. Gotta tell you.
We should power rank those. We don't really remember the baseball. Like, they don't. When at least for me, I can't speak as only the second or third top Guardians fan here in this room.
Boy, that really bothered you.
I can't speak. I don't even think it would have helped
if he'd listened to the beginning of it.
The funny thing is, I don't even think I was disagreeing with Owen about that. But when. In baseball, like when they lose a game, I'm on to the next one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
They're not shaking me to the core.
Yeah, they give you 161 other ones.
Yeah, but now when there's 17 left, there's not that many left. So 20, now they, you're in the nitty-gritty.
There's 25 games left, right?
Yeah.
There's 25 games left.
How many games do we have left?
25.
I did the math. Well, I was off by 7. 8.
Missed the whole weekend.
Well, I was like, if it's 17, they got less than zero shot, right? It just
how did we do the math yesterday? There was 18. There's 25 games left.
Yeah.
Oh, they're definitely not there.
68 and 69, right?
68 and 69 is what?
37.
Oh, man, I did the math wrong. I totally added too many when I added it up.
Well, I just wanted to make sure because I'm like, why are we even talking? God, that's it. We should be doing their obituary.
Well, there's only 25 games. I mean, if there's still 25 games left and they're 4 games out, not dead. Not good. Not dead. Still alive. Somewhat. But you can't deny that there's major concerns. When the season does end, you better believe there's major concerns with the ball club. Because I don't feel good about any. The only piece I feel really, truly good about is Jose Ramirez. But again, Jose Ramirez is going to be 33 this month. So if he's going to be 33 this month, like how many more years do you have to help him? Because he's your best player.
Kenny, we'll get into bare knuckle brawls on this team from time to time. And I think every team
well, that like, was if as nasty as it gets right there.
Well, if you're emotionally attached to stuff with these teams, like the Browns, it's easy. It's just they play so few games. So that's obvious. The Cavs come playoff time. And then wondering about their playoff situation again. And we have some audio that I thought was very interesting where somebody, it sounded like a backhanded compliment, to be honest, when it came to the Cavs.
I thought it was.
With this team, do you get a sense that, you know, we normally have reasons for optimism every year. And this year, me and you both, we gave them the benefit of the doubt. And now I don't think we're going to do that again next year, going into next year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to speak for you on this, but like,
well, listen.
I don't think I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. But just real quick, doesn't it feel like there's going to be something that happens this offseason? And I don't know. The category of something happening could involve...
What's that something, yeah.
Well, I don't think they're going to fire the manager or anything
based on
this year, which has just been... It's just been a horrible year. So many ways outside of one stretch of baseball. Okay? I don't know if it's going to be like the front office will have some kind of declaration about where they are. They call up more young guys, right? Bazana at some point. we're going to see them at DeLauder. But like, just feels like that's not going to be enough. The fan base, even if you gave them the benefit of the doubt going into this season, the fan base going into next year is, that's gone. That is absolutely gone. Now we have questions about the manager, and the payroll is most likely going to be where it is again. So what is the front office going to do, or what is ownership going to do to stoke any kind of feelings about this team going into next year?
But all those moves would not be moves that I could, as frustrating as it is. And, you know, I know we got into about Junior Caminero and all that other stuff. Leave that aside. I don't think now is the time, as frustrating as it could be, now's not the time for crazy declarations in the offseason. I don't think that this is pound the table upsetting. It's one, I think they're probably going to finish somewhere around 500 or under 500, but it's not anything to go crazy about and start saying sweeping things and making any sweeping changes. See, that's the weird thing about the Guardians here, is that, you know, when it comes down, when I calm down for a second and get out of the argument and look at them for what they are, they're a respectful team that I think demands it. And I think because of how well they've done being a responsible franchise, I think they deserve and demand my respect. So I don't want to go crazy and say how bad this is. And, you know, some people during the 10-game losing streak saying that they were trying to lose and all the other stuff. I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that at all. I don't think anything nefarious of the Guardians. All right? They're a team that does the best they can with what they have, which is something that we don't want to ever say in pro sports. So that becomes the same argument we do every single time. I'm just pointing out right now that with this club as they are, until this thing gets figured out financially with Major League Baseball here, you're in a major holding pattern. And I tell you what, I don't know if there can be anything that's really said, because remember, you're going into a possible work stoppage after next year. So am I supposed to make some great big crazy declaration, go into next year, maybe finish around the same record, and then go into an off season like that? No. I really think, as much as we are frustrated over this, and you can tell it's boiling over, they did not meet the expectations of the season. No matter if you feel that they got lucky last year or overachieved last year, they did not meet those expectations. But now is not the time to go out there and puff out your chest if you're Paul Dolan and the Guardians and say, it's going to be this way, that way, this way, demanding excellence and all that stuff. Because you got things that are supposedly supposed to be, even though you're an owner in baseball, but you're only 1/30th of it, out of your control when it comes to the television deal, the labor negotiations, whether or not there's going to be a cap and a floor, all that other stuff. Some of that's in your control. A lot of it's not. You're a voting member of it. You can't declare anything. So as of right now, if you're the Guardians, you finish the season as best you can. Maybe you make the postseason. Maybe you don't make the postseason. And after that, you go quiet. Do they have a Winterfest this year? Watch, or are we doing the? Are we still in the sabbatical here?
I was just going to bring up that this has the makings of one of the most apathetic off seasons.
Well,
that I can remember
then,
with this team.
Then I don't know how they're going to do the Winterfest or anything like that. I would have a Winterfest and just try to put our best foot forward and go, hey. And when they ask you questions,
meet the kids.
When they ask you questions, you answer them as best you can. You don't need to be nasty about it. You answer them as best you can. You sign the autographs. You take the pictures. You do the pitch, the quick pitch thing. You do the cotton candy and the hot dogs at the convention center when it's 10 degrees outside, and you hopefully get to the next season, and that's the way it goes. That's where I think they're at right now. And I'm sure that I'll be at this point next year, maybe demanding more and maybe being upset, but I'll have bigger things on the plate that I have to worry about. And one of the big things that I have to worry about is that labor stoppage, because then we're going to get to March of 2027 and there might not be any baseball there.
Well, I mean, that's just an added thing that will get fans to be even more apathetic. Like, now you're telling me there's a work stoppage coming, so what, are you going to shrink payroll? Is that even possible? You're going to go backwards after what happened this year? And this is the first time, I know we got to go, this is the first time in a while, really since the Maniac years, that I have heard fans talk the way they are talking about this front office, where almost like the shine is off, right? And the Junior Caminero thing couldn't happen at a worse time. Because as much as I wanted to argue about it last segment, and we argued, like, I think a lot of people are on your buddy side of things saying, They just missed out on this. 40 home runs.
You brought it up, and I was more than ready to go, eh, you know, them's the breaks. And then they go, well, you know, Kenny. And I swear to God, hand to God here. Okay. I know YouTube's on right now. they go, Kenny, that's your job. They pour so much of their resources into player development. That's what they did. And if they would have traded him for somebody on the stretch run of a World Series quality team, okay, then you can't make that argument. But they're going, Kenny, you traded him for a guy that never even pitched for you. It was a minor leaguer. And I go, damn it, that's a hell of a point. Like, that's a miss. That's a big, big, big miss if he ends up being a big player. Now, I could try to make as many excuses as I want to and say, well, then you got to pay the guy. Then what's the point of any of this? But I think if you're talking about any sweeping changes or any sweeping declarations, this will not be the winner to do that. No. Because you got way more things coming up that are going to be very difficult to navigate. And that don't even have, they have something to do with your baseball team because it's Major League Baseball, but they have nothing to do with the day-to-day general fan interest of the team. It's going to be big. It's going to be something that's probably going to be tough. It's going to be take a long time, and I don't think there should be any. Steven Vogt should be safe. The front office should be safe. Everybody should be safe until we get this labor thing figured out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Until we get this television thing pounded out, once you get that out, then yeah, maybe I'll change my tune on all this stuff. But until then, hey, you're 68, 69... It's nothing. It's bad. It's not as good as what we wanted it to be. It's not as bad as what it could be. So we just kind of got to deal with this until the ocean can get settled out here. I got some audio to play. It kind of threw me off here. This is how the Browns evaluate their quarterbacks here, Owen. This is what it is. This is from Catherine Hickman, Browns assistant general manager. Hit it.
I'd say I'd just go back to like the plan that we have in place for these guys when it comes to developing is acquiring as many valuable data points we can. Now we know these things take time. So what is that going to look like at the end of the year? I don't have a crystal ball to tell you, and I don't do well with hypotheticals, but I will say that every opportunity we will have to evaluate them, we will take. None of them is going to take, you know, a backseat in how we plan and program for them with the reps that we have. And then from there, we'll see what the spring brings and we'll evaluate all possibilities like we always do.
Well, I think a lot of people are upset about that because it wasn't much, but I don't, you know, they're not going to give you much on anything. I wasn't very upset about that.
I watched that
Should
video.
Should I have been upset about that?
I think it's just indicative of, you know, where the Browns are at.
Is it?
In a quarterback search.
Is it?
They're flailing away. They're flailing away. And I think the Shedeur Sanders pick just kind of confirmed that. They were throwing darts. They threw another dart. It's going to be really hard for those darts to hit this year in their given situation. And they're going to throw another dart next year in the first round. And she's talking about data points and evaluating quarterbacks. And
well, are they going to be good or not good? The Browns. They're not going to be good. Right?
This year?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Shouldn't it be pretty clear who they should take then? If they're going to have a high enough pick, shouldn't it be pretty clear? Do we need to? Like, that's why I'm like, well, guys, we're kind of getting upset with a giant non-answer. I could very well be wrong with that. They could be doing that. But when you're drafting that high, like third round, for, I don't disagree with you about what just happened. Let me point that out. Flailing away when you take Dylan Gabriel in the third round and Shedeur Sanders in the fifth, that does sound like flailing away. That is just, hey, let's pick quarterbacks and, well, we like this guy. He could be a career backup. We'll take him in the third round. We like this guy. He's got a high ceiling. Nobody else is taking him. And let's bring in Shedeur Sanders. That does sound like flailing away. I don't disagree with you now. But if everybody's still here in 2026, I mean, right now it's going to be tough to say, but if they're still here in 2026, shouldn't it be pretty obvious at that point who they would take? Is there really going to be a neck and neck thing? Now, I know some people
Do you mean positionally or the actual person?
The quarterback. Yes, the person too. Because if they have the number two pick, somebody's going to be number one with a bullet. And then you go, well, all right, then let's figure it out for who number two is. Number two should still probably be somebody that you're pretty passionate about. Because I know everybody's kind of off on the quarterbacks week one saying, ah, this 2026 class isn't going to be that good. It's week one. You got guys who are not playing for the or playing for the first time in a long time. I'm going to give them a little bit more time. The cream is probably going to rise to the top. And I'm sure, like I brought up Lenora Sellers yesterday, I'm sure Drew Aller will be in that conversation by the time the season ends. But I'm not going to mention him until after November 1st with this fan base. Because it ain't going to happen. Because if I say anything about Drew Aller, then you're just a homer and you like him because he's from Medina. So fine, I'll be quiet about Drew Aller, even though I like the kid. I like Lenora Sellers. He ain't from here, from what I understand. Looks pretty good, pretty strong, pretty sturdy. I may feel very passionate about Lenora Sellers. Do I really need to get in a bunch of data points if I watch a lot of South Carolina football and go, hey, I watched him in 2024, then I watched him in 2025. He got better. He's big. He's fast. He's strong. He's got a good arm. Let's take that guy. Do I need to put together the data points or anything like that? Like, that's why I'm thinking, if we're talking about this last year, totally tone with you, flannel away, throwing darts at the board, fine. Let's see if we get lucky with one of these guys. But here, no. There's no way. They can mess it up. Obviously, they can mess it up. But there's no reason to overthink at the top of the draft if you're not going to be a very good football team. Like, you had the one, is it Seth Walter?
Yes.
His
season simulation.
Yes. Is that ESPN, correct?
Correct.
Okay, at season simulation. 5-12. That probably puts you in the top five drafting. So maybe you got a decision between two guys and you got to get that one figured out. Or you just use your pick and the Jaguars pick and you move up depending on who it is. And we don't have to make that decision anymore because then it's going to be right there. I can't imagine we do all this with that top choice. John Dorsey, no matter what we think of him after the fact, I don't think John Dorsey, I think, was too much gut feeling sometimes. John Dorsey still knows how to pick players. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield's a pretty good quarterback, obviously. Did we have to reach a bunch of data points to pick Baker Mayfield number one overall?
Well, that is what I was going to ask the question about. So every team, when they go to the draft, especially at the top of the first round, they've done all the research. They've eventually collaborated with their staff, mm-hmm, and all of their scouts. They've poured over the game film and they've analyzed it to death. My question is, when it comes to the Browns, the way she was talking, it almost seems like the Browns have their proprietary analytics method. Who knows how intact it is from even 3 years ago? Maybe it has adjustments every single year. Maybe it takes into consideration the trends of the NFL and how defenses react. And so they tweak that formula every single year. And I'll never understand how they tweak the formula to arrive at third round overdrafting Dylan Gabriel and then taking Shedeur Sanders two rounds later. Because then, is that another analytical model in the draft over a five-year stretch? Here's the amount of quarterbacks we have to take. And for a competitive spirit to be able to come up with a guy that could maybe start, or maybe it details who the backup could be. I don't know. I don't know any of that. But the way she's talking, it seems to me that in their proprietary formula, they put it all in there. They put a blindfold on after that. And then whoever comes out with the highest number, that's the quarterback.
Is it like
of
with
the
chickens
Browns
and the kazoo on South Park where they cut off the head and the guy plays the kazoo and wherever it lands, they're going to take that QB? They can't do that high in the draft.
I don't know.
They're not going to do that high in the draft.
Isn't that kind of what it sounds like to you? Is
They're not going to do that high in the draft.
You know what?
Right,
let me give her the benefit of the doubt.
Fire it away.
Let's analyze.
I'd say I'd just go back to like the plan that we have in place for these guys when it comes to developing is acquiring as many valuable data points we can. Now, we know these things take time. So what is that going to look like at the end of the year? I don't have a crystal ball to tell you, and I don't do well with hypotheticals, but I will say that every opportunity we will have to evaluate them, we will take. None of them is going to take, you know, a back seat in how we plan and program for them with the reps that we have. And then from there, we'll see what the spring brings and we'll evaluate all possibilities like we always do.
Did that make sense to her in her mind and it came out a different way? Or is that exactly how she wanted to say that?
Listen, as a person who's listened
that
to...
that answer was a mess.
As a person who's listened to a lot of Donald Rumsfeld...
There are no unknowns.
She did exactly what she was supposed to do. All right? It's not how I would have answered it, but I probably would have said too much. And she kept it vague.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly kept it vague.
But I don't think
if they get a high pick for a first-round quarterback next year...
The Browns have maintained their strategic advantage with their line of thinking. They haven't spoiled any of the secret sauce there, I can assure you that.
216-474-0092.
The secret sauce that's led them to this situation.
Well, it's a hell of an argument I'm about to make because I want them to win at least enough games to keep everybody employed, which I think a lot of people are going to disagree with me, especially after hearing that audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.